现在是全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分试音时间，请考生调试好收音机的频率和音量。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 现在是全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分试音时间，请考生调试好收音机的频率和音量。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 现在是全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分试音时间，请考生调试好收音机的频率和音量。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9AM792， 现在是全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分试音时间，请考生调试好收音机的频率和音量。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在开始。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在开始。
听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始，现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations.And 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.And decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room. C, at the airport. D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束。听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4. Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11. Oh my God, the heat is simply unbearable here. I wish we'd gone to the beach instead.
Well, with the museums and restaurants in Washington, I'd be happy here no matter what the temperature.
What does the woman mean? Question 12. How's the new job going?
Well, I'm learning a lot of new things, but I wish the director would give me some feedback.
What does the woman want to know?
Question 13. Can you help me work out a physical training program, John?
Sure. But whatever you do, be careful not to overdo it. Last time I had 2 weeks worth of weightlifting in 3 days, and I hurt myself.
What does the man suggest the woman do?
Question 14. I have an elderly mother and I'm worried about her going on a plane. Is there any risk?
Not if her heart is all right. If she has a heart condition, I'd recommend against it.
What does the man want to know about his mother? Question 15. Why didn't you stop when we first signaled you at the crossroads?
Sorry, I was just a bit absent-minded. Anyway, do I have to pay a fine?
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 16. I'm no expert, but that noise in your refrigerator doesn't sound right. Maybe you should have it fixed.
You're right, and I suppose I've put it off long enough.
What will the woman probably do? Question 17. I did extremely well on the sale of my downtown apartment. Now I have enough money to buy that piece of land I've had my eye on and build a house on it.
Congratulations! Does that mean you'll be moving soon?
What do we learn about the man from the conversation?
Question 18. My hand still hurts from the fall on the ice yesterday. I wonder if I broke something.
I'm no doctor, but it's not black and blue or anything. Maybe you just need to rest it for a few days.
What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Mrs. Dawson, thanks very much for coming down to the station. I'd just like to go over some of the things that you told Police Officer Palmer at the bank.
All right.
Well, could you describe the man who robbed the bank for this report that we're filling out here? Now, anything at all that you can remember would be extremely helpful to us.
Well, just. I can only remember basically what I said before.
That's all right.
The man was tall, 6 foot, and he had dark hair, and he had a mustache.
Very good. All right. Did he have any other distinguishing marks?
No, none that I can remember.
Do you remember how old he was, by any chance?
Well, I guess around 30, maybe younger, give or take a few years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you remember anything about what he was wearing?
Yes. Yes, he had on a dark sweater, a solid color.
Okay. Anything else that strikes you at the moment?
I remember he was wearing a light shirt under the sweater. Yes, yes.
All right, Mrs. Dawson. I really appreciate what you've been through today. I'm just going to ask you to look at some photographs before you leave, if you don't mind. It won't take very long. Can you do that for me?
Oh, of course.
Would you like to step this way with me, please?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What do we learn about the woman? Question 20. What did the suspect look like? Question 21. What did the man finally ask the woman to do?
Conversation 2. Good morning. I'm calling about the job that was in the paper last night.
Well, could you tell me your name?
Candida Fawcett.
Oh, yes. What exactly is it that interests you about the job?
Well, I thought it was just right for me.
Really? Could you tell me a little about yourself?
Yes. I'm 23. I've been working abroad.
Where exactly have you been working?
In Geneva.
Oh, Geneva. And what were you doing there?
Secretarial work. Previous to that, I was at university.
Which university was that?
The University of Manchester. I've got a degree in English.
You said you've been working in Geneva. Do you have any special reason for wanting to come back?
I thought it would be nice to be nearer to the family.
I see. And how do you see yourself developing in this job?
Well, I'm ambitious. I do hope that my career as a secretary will lead me eventually into management.
I see. You have foreign languages?
French and Italian.
Well, I think the best thing for you to do is to reply in writing to the advertisement.
Can't I arrange for an interview now?
Well, I'm afraid we must wait until all the applications are in writing, and we'll then decide on a short list. If you're on the short list, of course we shall see you.
Oh, I see.
I'll look forward to receiving your application in writing in a day or two.
Oh, yes. Yes, certainly.
Okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. How did the woman get to know about the job vacancy? Question 23. Why did the woman find the job appealing? Question 24. What had the woman been doing in Geneva? Question 25. What was the woman asked to do in the end? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. One of the greatest heartbreaks for firefighters occurs when they fail to rescue a child from a burning building because the child, frightened by smoke and noise, hides under a bed or in a closet and is later found dead. Saddest of all is when children catch a glimpse of the masked firefighter but hide because they think they have seen a monster. To prevent such tragedies, firefighter Eric Velez gives talks to children in his community, explaining that they should never hide during a fire. He displays firefighters' equipment, including the oxygen mask, which he encourages his listeners to play with and put on. "If you see us," Velez tells them, "don't hide. We are not monsters. We have come to rescue you." Velez gives his presentations in English and Spanish. Growing up in San Francisco, he learned Spanish from his immigrant parents. Velez and other firefighters throughout North America who give similar presentations will never know how many lives they've saved through their talks. But it's a fact that informative speaking saves lives. For example, several months after listening to an informative speech, Pete Gentry in North Carolina rescued his brother, who was choking on food, by using the method taught by student speaker Julie Paris. In addition to saving lives, informative speakers help people learn new skills, solve problems, and acquire fascinating facts about the exciting world in which they live.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why do some children trapped in a burning building hide from masked firefighters? Question 27. What does the passage tell us about firefighter Eric Velez? Question 28. What do we learn about Pete Gentry? Question 29. What message is the speaker trying to convey? Passage 2. Some people want to make and save a lot of money in order to retire early. I see people pursuing higher paying and increasingly demanding careers to accomplish this goal. They make many personal sacrifices in exchange for income today. The problem is that tomorrow might not come. Even if all goes according to plan, will you know how to be happy when you're not working if you spend your entire life making money? More importantly, who will be around for you to share your leisure time with? At the other extreme are people who live only for today. Why bother saving when I might not be here tomorrow, they argue. The danger of this approach is that tomorrow may come after all, and most people don't want to spend all their tomorrows working for a living. The earlier neglect of saving, however, makes it difficult not to work when you are older. You may be surprised to hear me say that if you must pick an extreme, I think it's better to pick the spend-all approach. As long as you don't mind continuing to work, assuming your health allows, you should be okay. At least you're making use of your money and hopefully deriving value and pleasure from it. Postponing doing what you love and being with people you love until retirement can be a mistake. It may never come. Retirement can be a great time for some people. For others, it is a time of boredom, loneliness, and poor health.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. Why do some people pursue higher paying but demanding careers? Question 31. What is the danger facing people who live only for today? Question 32. What does the speaker seem to advocate? Passage 3. Imagine that someone in your neighborhood broke the law, and a judge put the whole neighborhood under suspicion. How fair would that be? Well, It happens every day to high schoolers. Just because some students have stolen things in shops, all of us are treated like thieves. Even though I'd never steal, store employees look at me like I'm some kind of hardened criminal. For example, during one lunch period, my friend Danny and I went to the grab-and-go restaurant to have a hot dog. We arrived to find a line of students waiting outside. A new sign in the window told the story. No more than two students at a time. After 15 minutes, we finally got in. But the store manager laid the evil eye on us. I asked him about the new sign, and he said, "You kids are stealing too much stuff." "You kids? Too much stuff?" We were not only assumed to be thieves, but brilliant, greedy thieves. The most annoying thing, though, is the way employees watch my friends and me. It's horrible. Once, at a drugstore, I was looking around and found a guy standing on a large box, stocking the shelves. He was watching my hands more than he was watching his own. I showed him that my hands were empty. He got down off his box and rushed off, as if he was going to get the store manager. How crazy is that?
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What does the speaker find to be unfair? Question 34. What measure did the grab-and-go restaurant take to stop stealing? Question 35. What happened in a drugstore that greatly annoyed the speaker? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks, numbered from 36 to 43, with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Writing keeps us in touch with other people. We write to communicate with relatives and friends. We write to preserve our family histories so our children and grandchildren can learn and appreciate their heritage. With computers and internet connections in so many households, colleges, and businesses, people are emailing friends and relatives all the time. We're talking to them in writing in online chat rooms. It is cheaper than calling long distance and a lot more convenient than waiting until Sunday for the telephone rates to drop. Students are emailing their professors to receive and discuss their classroom assignments and to submit them. They are emailing classmates to discuss and collaborate on homework. They are also sharing information about concerts and sports events, as well as jokes and their philosophies of life. Despite the growing importance of computers, however, there will always be a place and need for the personal letter. A handwritten note to a friend or a family member is the best way to communicate important thoughts. No matter what the content of the message, its real point is, I want you to know that I care about you. This writing practice brings rewards that can't be seen in bank accounts, but only in the success of human relationships.
Now the passage will be read again. Writing keeps us in touch with other people. We write to communicate with relatives and friends. We write to preserve our family histories so our children and grandchildren can learn and appreciate their heritage. With computers and internet connections in so many households, colleges, and businesses, people are emailing friends and relatives all the time, or talking to them in writing in online chat rooms. It is cheaper than calling long distance, and a lot more convenient than waiting until Sunday for the telephone rates to drop. Students are emailing their professors to receive and discuss their classroom assignments and to submit them. They are emailing classmates to discuss and collaborate on homework. They are also sharing information about concerts and sports events, as well as jokes and their philosophies of life. Despite the growing importance of computers, however, there will always be a place and a need for the personal letter. A handwritten note to a friend or a family member is the best way to communicate important thoughts. No matter what the content of the message, its real point is, I want you to know that I care about you. This writing practice brings rewards that can't be seen in bank accounts. but only in the success of human relationships.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Writing keeps us in touch with other people. We write to communicate with relatives and friends. We write to preserve our family histories so our children and grandchildren can learn and appreciate their heritage. With computers and internet connections in so many households, colleges, and businesses, people are emailing friends and relatives all the time. We're talking to them in writing in online chat rooms. It is cheaper than calling long distance and a lot more convenient than waiting until Sunday for the telephone rates to drop. Students are emailing their professors to receive and discuss their classroom assignments and to submit them. They are emailing classmates to discuss and collaborate on homework. They are also sharing information about concerts and sports events, as well as jokes and their philosophies of life. Despite the growing importance of computers, however, there will always be a place and need for the personal letter. A handwritten note to a friend or a family member is the best way to communicate important thoughts. No matter what the content of the message, its real point is, I want you to know that I care about you. This writing practice brings rewards that can't be seen in bank accounts, but only in the success of human relationships.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。